Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on various energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. We've used this program over the last 5 years to try to keep you up to date on the initiatives of the Cape Light Compact, which is part of the Barnstable County government. We also serve Martha's Vineyard under an agreement with Dukes County. I'm John Burns, your host, a retired energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, which is located at the Superior Courthouse in Barnstable. Joe Sorries, Senior Power Supply Planner, and Lindsay Henderson, Customer Service Coordinator at the Cape Light Compact, are our guests today. Joe and Lindsay, welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy.
Thank you, John.
I appreciate you coming in. A couple of things I want to try to run through today is we have a home energy assessment recruitment competition that Lindsay is heading up and going to give us some information on. Also, some of the local events that we'll be doing over the next few months, as far as turn-in events and that type of thing. And Joe is going to talk about some of the competitive power supply offers that we are seeing in the mail. And he gets questions on from time to time, and Joe's going to help us sort through some of that. So, Lindsay, I think I'm going to start with you. The Home Energy Assessment Recruitment Competition is, what's that all about?
Well, we have enlisted the help of local recreation departments, council and aging, and also three nonprofit organizations to help recruit residents to participate in our free home energy assessment. And all of the towns and organizations who participate will earn money, and the one who recruits the most energy assessments could win our top prize of $8,000.
Wow, $8,000 is a good prize. It is a good prize. And so so you're recruiting people, residential customers, to participate in the home energy audit, which we've had going on for years now.
Yes.
You're trying to drill a little deeper and make sure we get people that haven't been served yet. Is that the idea?
It is, and we have found through some of our evaluation studies that some of our underserved populations include the seniors as well as young families, which is why we've targeted the recreation departments as well as the councils on aging.
Okay. We've been doing the residential energy audits for several years now, maybe over 10 years, I would think.
I think 11.
Yeah, 11 years. So it's been going on for a long time, and yet there are still people out there that don't realize that it's available. It's important that we keep a handle on energy efficiency. The Cape it's hard to bring energy out here, so we want to use it as wisely as we possibly can. And so this program, which has been going on a while, if anybody hasn't participated in it or haven't participated in it in a while, we want to get back to them and make sure that they are taking advantage of it. So for the listening audience, those that may or may not have participated in the past, when you call the Cape Light Compact's 800 number, which is 800-797-6699, you have a 50-50 chance of getting Lindsay on the phone.
Yes.
So Lindsay, let's back up. Let's say we want an energy audit, and we do call, and we do get you on the phone. What do we do? Where do we go from there?
Basically, we'll just get, obviously, your name and address, basic information about the house, what your heating fuel type is, what's the square footage, age of the home, and that just helps our auditors have a better idea of what they're looking for when they go out to your home.
Okay.
So it just takes a couple of minutes just to sign up for an audit.
Right, but you do have to be you have to have an NSTAR account, basically.
Yes,
okay.
Which everyone does on the Cape and the Vineyard.
Cape, right. So you have to have an NSTAR account. You're going to want that number if they have it available.
If you have it, that's most helpful,
yeah.
But most of the time we can look you up in our database.
Okay.
Unless you're a new customer.
All right. So then getting into the recruitment competition. The purpose of the recruitment competition is to get more participants in the energy efficiency programs. Who is participating? Who could be the beneficiaries of these prizes?
It could be with some of the recreation departments. I know that some of them are going to be using the prize money to help as like a scholarship.
These are town recreation departments?
Town recreation departments, yep.
And aside, and then you said, I think you mentioned Council on Aging.
Councils on Aging, they're using, a lot of them are using it to put money towards their programs and helping the seniors.
So the top prize is $8,000, but there's more prizes than that.
Yeah, it starts $500 is our minimum prize, up to $8,000.
All right, so what do you have to do to hit the minimum threshold?
Each town or organization needs to receive a minimum of 65 votes in order to qualify for the minimum prize.
How do you go about voting?
When you have your energy assessment, you will receive a card at the time of the audit, and you just need to fill it out with your name and address and check off the organization or town that you want to support and send it back into us. There's no postage cost to you.
Okay, so let's say I belong to the Council on Aging, and I get myself and a bunch of my friends get together and we decide to have the energy audits done. We decide that it's the Council on Aging that we want, our Council on Aging that we want to get the prize money. We chuck off the card and drop it in the post office?
Yes, as long as they're participating. And you'll see there's a list of participating towns and organizations.
How do we decide who they are? In fact, could you read them off to us and let us know who's...
The towns and organizations that are participating are the Town of Barnstable, Recreation and Senior Services Divisions, Town of Bourne, Recreation Department and Council on Aging, Town of Brewster, Recreation Department and Council on Aging, Town of Chilmark, Beach Department, Town of Dennis, Recreation Department and Council on Aging, Town of Eastham, Recreation and Council on Aging, Town of Harwich, Recreation and Council on Aging, Town of Mashpee, Recreation Department, Town of Orleans, Recreation Department and Council on Aging, Town of Provincetown, Recreation Department, Town of Sandwich, Recreation Department and Council on Aging, Town of Wellfleet, Recreation Department, Town of Yarmouth Recreation Department and Senior Center, as well as the Cape Cod and Islands Boy Scouts, Cape Cod Child Development, and the Boys and Girls Club of Cape Cod.
Excellent. So, and how many prizes are going to be given out? Everybody could conceivably win.
Everybody could win as long as they receive a minimum of 65 votes.
Okay, so everybody could get at least $500,
yes.
assuming they can sign up 65 people for energy audits, and that just seems to me to be not that difficult a task. The audits are free. Not only are the audits free, but they get a lot of free or very low cost work done on their house in the process. So
you would get free high efficiency lighting, free air sealing if they recommend it during the audit. And Cape Light Compact covers at least 75% of the cost of insulation that's recommended, up to $4,000.
Okay. So if I think I need insulation in my house, then this energy auditor will come and he or she will determine that I need insulation, and the Cape Light Compact will pay 75% of the job.
Up to $4,000.
Up to $4,000.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Why wouldn't I want to do that? Actually, I already have done that. And it made a world of difference on the heating bills in my house. It was amazing, and my house was an awful lot more comfortable when the job was completed. So everybody that hasn't done that yet, it's time you did it, and there's now even a little extra incentive to help your local either recreation department, council on aging, or one of these. The Cape and Islands Boy Scouts, Cape Cod Child Development, Boys and Girls Club of Cape Cod. You can get one of these organizations to get an additional incentive as a result. So we want to strongly encourage that people do that. Joe, I'm going to move on to you briefly, and then I'll get back to Lindsay and let people have a chance to process what we've just said and come up with some more things we want to talk about. But I have probably gotten a half a dozen letters in the mail from one organization or another, offering to have me switch my power supply, my electricity, from either NSTAR or the Cape Light Compact to another. And just to back up a little bit, Cape Light Compact is not in the energy business per se, but they do have a process by which we bring electricity to Cape Cod households through Barnstable County. As part of the competitive power supply, we've discussed this on programs in the past. You go out to bid as a big Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard customer, and then people can just participate on the contract. But if somebody wanted to go it alone and respond to one of these letters, which is what the competitive power supplies are all about, what do they need to be careful of? What do they need to assess? How much money could they possibly save by signing up with one of these? And so, in other words, what's in it for them?
Very good questions, John. I have seen as well quite a few emails that have come through from various organizations that I'm a member of. For instance, Marriott Rewards, Delta Airlines, Southwest Airlines, Hilton Honors, also offering through companies energy for residents in Massachusetts. And
so you get free frequent flyer miles, that type of thing?
You get so many miles or Hilton Honors points or Marriott Rewards points, so forth. And I've also been asked and received quite a few calls from consumers on, when you get these offers, what should I do? But if it's a telephone call, and what should I not do when I get these calls? And I guess the first thing I would advise consumers is, when you have an offer in front of you from someone on the telephone, the first thing I think you should probably do is take a look at that price, and when you're done with the conversation, ask for written material so that you can compare what you receive in the mail
versus what was said on the phone. Okay, that makes sense.
What you should never do is you should never give them your 11-digit NSTAR account number.
Okay.
Because that's like giving them the keys to your house. They can switch your account, even if sometimes you're not willing to do that. So you should never give them your NSTAR account number, and you should never commit on the phone, because what they'll do is they'll have you on a recording where you'll agree to certain things, but at this point you've not received anything in the mail.
Okay.
You have no way of comparing.
So first piece of advice is, you get a phone call, there's an offer on the phone, and you say, send me some information, and I'm not making any commitments until I've had a chance to look at the information.
Correct.
That really makes sense.
I think it's common sense. I mean, you wouldn't do an impulse buy like that normally with other things, so why would you do it for your energy? When you get the offer in the mail, beyond looking at the price, what you should do is a couple of things. You should try to compare that with other offers you may have received on the same basis. Try to do an apples-to-apples comparison. If it's a short-term offer, try to compare that offer you've just received with other short-term offers or with long-term offers that may be out there. But the most important thing of all is that it's not always just about the price. You just can't compare one price to the other. You have to look at the terms and conditions. For instance, on some of these email offers, the fixed price, if you read the fine print, so to speak, the fixed price that you're receiving is for the first month only. After that, it's a variable price, which means that it's a price that will change every single month depending on what the marketplace does. And the marketplace is driven by the price of natural gas and can be very volatile. And in the months of July and August, electricity is priced very high. So if you start at a fixed price in June is your first.
It's kind of like
price.
A 0% on a credit card for your first couple of months, and then all of a sudden you're paying,
20%.
So we need to be careful of that.
You need to be very, very careful with that. You also have to look at if there's an exit fee or a cancellation fee before the term that you've signed up for. In a lot of cases, this can be as little as $50 for a residential customer, which essentially, because the savings are so small, I mean, all of us are in the same marketplace, would essentially wipe out any of the potential savings that you could have seen under the offer. But for businesses, it can be even more onerous. It could be so many tenths of a cent per unused kilowatt hour from the day you cancel to the end of the term, which can run to several hundred, or potentially, if you're a large business with a lot of usage, into several thousand dollars.
And that kind of runs counter to the energy efficiency program. In other words, if you do a great job on energy efficiency, then you're going to get penalized because you didn't use the electricity that you said you were going to buy. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. If you sign up for a two-year term and you cancel after, say, the first year, they will go back and take a look at what your usage, your typical usage is for that for a year, and they will hit you a fee on all of those unused kilowatt hours.
Oh, boy.
That's your penalty for terminating the contract prematurely or early.
Okay. Now, you've got a video on the website.
Yes.
On the Cape Light Compact website that I guess goes through some of this. And can you tell me what's in that video and how people can access it?
Yes. The video is about a minute and a half long.
Okay.
And it actually addresses the two questions that I posed. First is, I've received numerous offers. What should I do and what do I consider when I look at these offers? That's the first question. The second question is, what are the things I should never do when I receive a solicitation on the phone? And of course, the answer to that, once again, is you never commit on the phone and you never give them your NSTAR electric account number. Those are the two things you absolutely do.
Absolutely don't do that. Right. Okay. You're listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy. Our guests today are Joe Sorries, a senior power supply planner, and Lindsay Henderson, customer service coordinator, both staff employees at the Cape Light Compact. And we've been talking about two things so far today. One is the recruitment for the home energy audits that is going on among various town departments and nonprofits. Also what to do when you receive a letter in the mail or a phone call offering you savings on your electric bills. So, Lindsay, I think I'm going to put the next question to you, because the other thing we'd agreed we were going to talk about is we were going to talk about the various events that are coming up. Now, my first exposure to the Cape Light Compact was years and years ago. They had an event where you turned in your old dehumidifier and you got a credit towards buying an Energy Star model. I thought that was wonderful, and in fact, it was wonderful, because if you want to dispose of an old dehumidifier or room air conditioner, you have to pay to dispose of it, and this was great. So you've got some turn-in events, and the model of the turn-in events is a little different. We used to do it on a regional basis, and now I guess it's done on a town-by-town basis. So could you explain the process on that, and what is it that we can turn in, and what is our bounty for turning something in?
Sure. So like John mentioned in the past, we used to have regional turn-in events, but this year we have started doing turn-in events in conjunction with the Cape Cod Cooperative Extension's Household Hazardous Products Collection. So we will be at several different locations. We've already had several different turn-in events. We have a few coming up in Yarmouth on Saturday, July 28th. Brewster, Chatham, and Harwich will be at the Harwich Transfer Station at the beginning of September, September 8th. Orleans and Eastham at the Orleans DPW and Highway Garage on September 15th. And you can turn in any old dehumidifier or room air conditioner that you have. And in return for that, as long as you purchase a new Energy Star model, you will receive a $35 mail-in rebate towards, well, essentially for your old unit.
Okay, so this promotes energy efficiency, because we're going to get an old high energy consumption unit out of the system and put a new Energy Star unit into the system, and we're going to get rewarded for doing it. I know the first dehumidifier I ever brought to the landfill was back in the good old days. They would let you put it in there, and it would only cost you $5. I think it's more like $25 nowadays. But you're actually going to pay people to do it, essentially.
Yes, as long as you purchase a new one, a new energy star model.
Right, and there's volume involved here because they have a Cape Light Compact has a recycler that takes care of this, and there's actually efficiencies right there in disposing of the old units and getting the new Energy Star units into the system. So that sounds great. And we all typically once a year get a mailing saying when our hazardous waste turn-in is. So
yes.
So anybody, and was there a notification with that you could also turn in?
I know I just received mine from Yarmouth, and okay. It did have on the front that there was going to be a turn-in.
Okay, and it seems to me, I'm trying to remember, it seems to me I got one in Eastham, and I recall that the Cape Light Compact had something in there. So anyone that's listening, especially if you're considering buying a new room air conditioner or replacing your dehumidifiers, this is an opportunity to get rid of the old ones for nothing and actually get an incentive in return.
Thought, John, if your town has already had their turn-in event, feel free to give us a call, and we can try to make other arrangements for you as well.
Is it possible, perhaps, that you could go to another town or no?
Perhaps, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. So they called
800-797-6699.
Right. And so you can schedule your energy audit. You can find out about the turn-in events. One-stop shopping. And you'll either get Lindsay or Kathy on the phone, and they know virtually everything that's going on as far as the Cape Light Compact's programs are concerned. I want to get back to the Home Energy Assessment Recruitment Competition. How long has the competition been going on now, and when does it end?
It started on June 15th.
Okay.
And so we're asking customers, it's going to be ending on August 15th. So we're asking for customers to call in to request the audit by August 15th.
Okay.
And our current wait is probably about 6 weeks.
Okay.
After that. So you don't have to have the audit by August 15th.
Okay. And so you figure the lead time on the audit's about 6 weeks
about
now?
About 6 weeks right now.
Boy, I can remember when the lead times on the audits used to be 6 months, not 6 weeks. Which is great. It just means that more and more people are finding out about it, and which is wonderful. We're using less and less energy on Cape Cod as a result of these programs, and the less energy we use, the more money we have available to do other things with our economy, which is great. Will the recreation departments, senior citizens, the Boy Scouts, Child Development, the Boys and Girls Club, will they have information regarding their own initiative on these?
All of the information is on our website.
Okay.
So they have access. Everyone can go to capelightcompact.org/contest.
Okay.
And every week I update that website with all of the votes that have been received.
Okay.
So all of the organizations as well as the residents can see how well their organizations are doing.
Okay. I guess what I'm getting at is if I were to call, for instance, my local council on aging, will they have the information as to what needs to be done? Will they?
Oh, yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
They have flyers that
okay.
were made up for them, as well as I know that they've been putting information in newsletters, mm-hmm. monthly newsletters as well.
Okay, well, this is pretty exciting for people that are active in these organizations, would like to make a contribution to these organizations. Get your energy audits. The energy audits are something that have been very, very popular on Cape Cod. They are part of what's called the Mass Save Initiative, which is a statewide initiative, and the Cape Light Compact administers the Cape and Islands version of that. And so we're gonna want to all of us get together. We want to save energy. We want to support our local recreation departments and senior centers and the, as I say, the Cape and Islands Boy Scouts, Child Development, and the Boys and Girls Club. What else have we got going on at the Cape Light Compact nowadays? Things have been pretty busy.
Things have been very busy.
Okay. More and more people finding out about the virtues of energy efficiency?
All of the things that we have to offer, refrigerator rebates, freezer rebates,
recycling. Well, let's talk about those. So I can get a rebate, a refrigerator rebate too, if I...
If you participate in an energy assessment,
okay,
and we determine that your old refrigerator is using an awful lot of electricity, you may be eligible for a $150 mail-in rebate towards a new Energy Star model.
Okay, so if you've got an old refrigerator, chances are pretty good that it's not very efficient.
Right.
And my understanding of how this works is the energy auditor comes into the house to begin the audit. They plug a device into your refrigerator. They go through, they do their audit. They come back and they read the device after it's finished.
Yes.
And you either just won $150 or you get told that your refrigerator is efficient and that you're not eligible.
You're not eligible for
at least the $150. At least you have the peace of mind knowing that you did the right thing, that you're using an energy efficient device. But you do this with freezers also.
They also do it for freezers.
Okay.
Yep. And then there's also a program if you have a second refrigerator or freezer.
Okay.
We have a company called Jayco Recycling who will actually come to your home for free.
Okay.
And pick up your second refrigerator or freezer and send you a check in the mail for $50.
Nice. And when you look at the other side of it, if you take that refrigerator down to the landfill to get it,
It's probably going to cost you $50.
It's going to probably cost you $50 is right. And so to have somebody come there and pick it up, I'm hoping that we'll have someone out there in the listening audience that says, I've got an old refrigerator that needs to be picked up. So I want to take advantage of of this program. And again, we're going to keep repeating this number. It's 800-797-6699. For any of these wonderful programs. And folks, the reason we do all this is there is, of course, a big, big push in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and certainly on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard, our portion of the program, for us to be saving as much energy as we possibly can. Power plants are hard to site. It's easier for us to use less electricity on a statewide basis than it is to build new power plants. And I don't care what those power plants are. Nobody seems to want them in their backyards for some reason. So the programs are great. And again, it's 800-797-6699. Call that number, you'll get Lindsay or Kathy, and they will fill you in on virtually everything we've discussed today. And it looks like we have just about come to the end of our program. And so with that, I want to thank you for listening today. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to Cape Cod, the Cape Cod community. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. If you have any questions on today's topics, power supply, or in the programs that we've discussed, please call 800-797-6699. I'd like to thank my guests, Joe Sorey, Senior Power Supply Planner, and Lindsay Henderson, Customer Service Coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. I'd like to thank our engineer, John Braden, at the Station Operations Manager, for his good work in getting the program out to you. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans, WFMR 93.1 on your FM dial. It is also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next month, same time, same stations. And remember, use energy wisely. It's a precious and increasingly scarce resource.